backstage in the green room with Desiree Dawson in to be the opening act for Serena Ryder. How's the tour going?
Oh, it's so good. It's been so much fun, and it's been really cool because I have a whole team with me, and we're having a lot of fun. We're getting to hang out with Serena a little bit. It's been good.
You're very expressive on your social media posts. You stay close to your fans that way, do you?
I do, yeah. Yeah, I connect with fans a lot through mostly Instagram, but other social media as well.
Right. I know you're a yoga instructor, and there's other things you do other than music, but what pulled you up on the stage then?
I've been up on the stage now for many years, and I think I actually started singing in yoga. When I started teaching yoga is when I first started sharing my music. So I wasn't actually doing it on stage yet. And through singing in yoga is where I started realizing, like, oh, this is really powerful. I should be doing this in bigger ways. And then I started performing, like, on stages and stuff.
That would be almost chanting in some ways then, isn't it?
Yeah, totally.
How do you describe your show, Desiree?
I would say my shows are maybe in some way meditative, they're soothing. They're a mixture of kind of getting you to think about yourself and your life and your connection with others and also having fun, and they're joyful. And it's kind of acoustic based, but also there's a little bit of percussive elements to it as well. So it's quite a journey.
Very good. Do you have enough time to express yourself on stage? I say that because sometimes in opening act, they just want you to get up there, play four or five songs and bring the other person on. But are they giving you time to do what you do?
I mean, it's definitely 30 minutes is a pretty good time, I think, for me to get some songs out and still be able to. I'm such a storyteller, so I do like to have time to talk about each song. And I feel like I've been able to do that quite well on this tour.
Okay, good. Did the pandemic work well for you? Some of the artists coming through are saying, you know what, I needed a bit of a break. I didn't need that long a break, but I needed a break.
Yeah, I definitely needed a break. I was deep in burnout. And strangely enough, the pandemic, I actually ended up kind of going more into burnout because I was performing a lot online, like Zoom concerts, and it didn't really stop for me. I'm grateful for that. But I did like being at home a lot more for a little bit.
Did you travel across Canada before you got on this tour? Do you know the country fairly well?
Not super well. Twice now I've taken the train. So I don't know if you know about the Via Rail program where you can ride it across. So I did that twice to Toronto. I've spent a lot of time in Toronto. But other than that, I think Ontario is like the only other province I've really spent time in. I went to Saskatchewan once for a show, but yeah, so I'm getting to know Canada more.
Very good. What's coming up in 2023? I know you always have to plan ahead if you're a performing artist. Are you going to put out some new music then?
Yeah, lots of new music coming, performances, lots of stuff in the works, really. Yeah.
Are you changing your sound at all or sticking with what's got you here so far?
I mean, I think my sound is the same, but I'm also experimenting with different types of music, and I've been writing country music, I've been writing like more electronic pop music, like it's very kind of lots of different genres I'm exploring.
Before going on microphone, you said one time as a little girl, you think you came to Cranbrook. You camped here before when you were a kid?
Okay, so I actually realized after I said that is not true. I went somewhere else with my friend who had moved to Cranbrook. So I actually have never been here before.
Well, welcome to our city.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
Anything else for the fans before we let you go here today?
Well, thanks for having me here. It's great. I'm excited to play tonight, and it's going to be beautiful.